USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"These survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserve to speak out against this perpetrator."
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch to begin with. Epstein awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges and had just been taken off suicide watch. Attorney General Bill Barr calling for a full investigation. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleen in addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi, where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. McAleen in telling NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The recent mass shootings, the main point of conversation on the Sunday talk shows. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on CBS's Face the Nation saying he doesn't believe the president wants to see anybody hurt, but says his language divides the country.
President Trump and nobody else wants to see people mowed down and killed, and I've never said that. He does not want to see that.
Sanders saying he thinks President Trump creates the climate for mass shooting events, but doesn't believe he wants to see them carried out. A manhunt is over in Tennessee for an inmate accused of killing a prison administrator and escaping prison on a tractor. The Department of Corrections says Curtis Watson is back in custody after being seen early Sunday morning on surveillance in Henning, about an hour north of Memphis. He'd been serving time on aggravated kidnapping charges when he escaped the West Tennessee State Penitentiary in Henning while on work detail. Universal Studios canceling the release of the movie The Hunt after a wave of backlash. The movie depicting privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. This coming after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Gilroy, California. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump having a back and forth with the former presidential communications director. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Former White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci firing back at President Trump. On Saturday night, Trump tweeted that Scaramucci seems to be, quote, the all-time expert on him. Though Trump added, he knows very little about me, adding Scaramucci lasted 11 days in the communications director's position. Scaramucci taking to Twitter after that to say he has fully supported the president, but, quote, recently he has said things that divide the country in a way that's unacceptable. The former communications director adding that Trump turns on everyone in the end. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A recent study from market research company YouGov finds that 30% of millennials and an increasingly large number of Gen Zers say they feel lonely. Here's Jennifer Breeden.
This compared to just 16% of Gen Xers and 9% of baby boomers. Experts stating that loneliness among millennials and Gen Z may be driven by personal and societal challenges today, including economic pressures, inability to communicate or discuss different ideas, and the rise of social media, where psychologists believe the curated versions young generations put online make it difficult to create real connections with others. Most experts stating the issue is too complex and solutions must consider multiple societal causes.
And the 2019 Teen Choice Awards being handed out this evening, the ceremony being held in the sand in Hermosa Beach. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.